The woman stepped forward, away from her fellows, and pulled off her hood. Azkaban had hollowed Bellatrix Lestrange's face, making it gaunt and skull-like, but it was alive with a feverish, fanatical glow.
"You need more persuasion?"
she said, her chest rising and falling rapidly.
"Very well, take the smallest one,"
she ordered the Death Eaters beside her.
"Let him watch while we torture the little girl. I'll do it."
Harry felt the others close in around Ginny. He stepped sideways so that he was right in front of her, the prophecy held up to his chest. "You'll have to smash this if you want to attack any of us," he told Bellatrix. "I don't think your boss will be too pleased if you come back without it, will he?" She did not move. She merely stared at him, the tip of her tongue moistening her thin mouth. "So?" said Harry. "What kind of prophecy are we talking about, anyway?" He could not think what to do but to keep talking. Neville's arm was pressed against his, and he could feel him shaking. He could feel one of the others' quickened breath on the back of his head. He was hoping they were all thinking hard about ways to get out of this, because his mind was blank.
"What kind of prophecy?"
repeated Bellatrix, the grin fading from her face.
"You jest, Harry Potter."
"Nope, not jesting," said Harry, his eyes flicking from Death Eater to Death Eater, looking for a weak link, a space through which they could escape. "How come Voldemort wants it?" Several of the Death Eaters let out low hisses.
"You dare speak his name?"
whispered Bellatrix. "Yeah," said Harry, maintaining his tight grip on the glass ball, expecting another attempt to bewitch it from him. "Yeah, I've got no problem saying Vol—"
"Shut your mouth!"
Bellatrix shrieked.
"You dare speak his name with your unworthy lips? You dare besmirch it with your half-blood's tongue? You dare?"
"Did you know he's a half-blood too?" said Harry recklessly. Hermione gave a little moan in his ear. "Voldemort? Yeah. His mother was a witch, but his dad was a muggle. Or has he been telling you lot he's pure blood?"
"Stupid— No!"
A jet of red light had shot from the end of Bellatrix Lestrange's wand, but Malfoy had deflected it. His spell caused hers to hit the shelf a foot to the left of Harry, and several of the glass orbs there shattered. Two figures, pearly white as ghosts, fluid as smoke, unfurled themselves from the fragments of broken glass upon the floor, and each began to speak. Their voices vied with each other so that only fragments of what they were saying could be heard over Malfoy and Bellatrix's shouts.
"At the solstice will come anew,"
said the figure of an old bearded man.
"Do not attack! We need the prophecy!" "He dared! He dares!"
shrieked Bellatrix incoherently.
"He stands there, filthy half-blood!" "Wait until we've got the prophecy!"
bawled Malfoy.
"And none will come after,"
said the figure of a young woman.